Nigel cracked one eye wider, intrigued as their names stirred a recollection. Fionn's unremarkable eyes had gone as round as saucers behind the oversized spectacles perched on his narrow nose, making him look like an underfed owl. The bountyman shouted for more ale at the prospect of an entertaining brawl. Gavin lunged, and Angus dodged. Seth got to his feet with unhurried purpose. "No busting up Livy's place, boys," he said. "A wager instead."
"Wager," Angus wheezed in Gavin's chokehold. "Seth says a wager."
Gavin grunted and let go. Angus tumbled to the floor.
"All right then."
Angus dusted himself off and poked Gavin in the chest.
"I'll wager I can set an apple on your shoulder and core it at 10 paces. Without knocking it off."
Gavin swatted him away.
"I wager I can set a full mug atop your head, nick the handle clean off, and not spill a drop."
"The winner takes what coin you have on you." Seth sealed the preposterous wagers. He held out his hand, a waggle of fingers called in the ante. Clinking coins had bountymen setting down their mugs. Under the table, Nigel's fingers curled around his crossbow. He could take Fionn now and clear the debt his conscience wanted paid, but the encounter was becoming mildly interesting. Angus backed against a whitewashed plank wall. Gavin balanced the mug atop his raven black hair, turned the handle out to the side, stepped back, and adjusted it again.
"Flinch, and you'll get doused.
Aim well, or I'll get dead."
Angus swallowed. Gavin steadied a silver pistol, and every eye in the tavern riveted on the spectacle. Sweat glistened on Gavin's brow as he drew back the hammer. Click. Angus dropped like a rock and caught the mug midair. He flung ale in the nearest bountyman's face, and his backswing shattered the mug against another's head. Gavin's aim shifted, and his shot caught a man between the eyes. The luckless brute swayed, and his face met his plate with a splat. Seth and Angus rushed the table to the metallic song of swords unsheathing. Two more bountymen died in gurgled surprise. Anyone who claims death is ugly has yet to appreciate the beauty in a skilled swordsman's dance. Fionn was on the floor, scurrying away on his hands and knees. A chair splintered over Gavin's back. Crimson streaked Seth's sleeve. The ale-drenched bountyman levelled a musket at Angus's back. Nigel's crossbow twanged and the bountyman died. Seth whipped around and Nigel acknowledged him with a brisk nod as he loaded another bolt. The last bountyman standing proved the smartest of the lot. He made a dash for the door. Gavin's beefy arm caught and tossed him against the wall, and the man's head painted a scarlet trail down the planks. Being the smartest of bountymen is little to brag about. More boots pounded the stairs, summoned from the rooms upstairs by the ruckus.
"Sweet mother of Oral," Angus muttered. "There are more of them."
"Of course there are more of them." It was a big bounty. The Allerans hadn't anticipated anyone choosing the carnal pleasures upstairs ahead of the tavern's fine cuisine.
"Your horses, my lords!"
A lad threw open the tavern door, cheeks ruddy and breath misting in the cold that blew in with him.
"Run, Fee!" Seth shouted. "Get out of here!"
Nigel braced for the brutes distressed at seeing their bounty slipping away. He shouted the Allerans on, firing bolt after bolt to cover their escape and backing out the door as they ran for the horses. Seth hauled Fionn up behind him. When he jerked his head at the fourth horse, Nigel didn't hesitate. Dodging an axe aimed at his head, he loosed one last bolt. As it found its mark in a hairy neck, Nigel vaulted to the saddle.